The whooshing sound of the wind was growing stronger again. Remember. Manly shivered as she reached for the celery. Adam will be here soon, she reminded herself. There was a sudden noise. What was that? Had a door blown open or a window? Something was wrong. The baby. Was she crying? Was that a cry? Or a muffled gagging sound? Manly hurried to the counter, grabbed the monitor, and held it to her ear. She heard another throttled gasp. And then nothing. The baby was choking. She rushed from the kitchen toward the staircase. Her feet barely touched the stairs as she raced to the second floor, and a moment later she was at the doorway of the nursery. Hannah! Hannah! She cried. Hannah was lying on her stomach, her arms outstretched, her body motionless. Frantically, Manly picked her up. Then her eyes widened in horror. The china head of the antique doll rested against her hand. The painted face stared back at her. Manly tried to scream, but no sound came from her lips. And then from behind her, a voice whispered, I'm sorry, Manly. It's all over. She spun around. Scott was standing beside the cradle, a gun in his hand.